His Excellency the President of the United States of America, His Excellency the President of Poland, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. The United Nations expresses the age-old dream of universal cooperation. We are here to renew this dream. The blueprint of the World Organization was drawn here in San Francisco 50 years ago. The Charter created here is more than a document of history. It is the foundation stone of international relations. For five decades, the United Nations has permitted nations to come together to deal with challenges that no single nation can resolve. Universal membership offers a forum for expressing universal ideals. Through the United Nations, the world has enshrined the ideal of sovereign independence to accommodate the emergence of new states and to secure the dignity of their peoples. 51 member states signed the Charter of the United Nations in 1945. Since then, millions of world citizens won the right to shape their destiny as independent nations. Today, the United Nations is composed of 185 member states. Decolonization completely changed the international landscape and could have led to chaos. But through the United Nations, the framework of international relations was reinforced by this profound transformation. At the United Nations, people took their first step as states on the international stage. Within the United Nations, they could assume the rightful place and gain recognition as full members of the international community. Through the United Nations, the world has adopted the ideal of peace and security to preserve the integrity of states and to protect the life of their people. The concept of peacekeeping is not explicit in the Charter, but the Charter proved flexible enough to respond when the need for such missions occurred. Peacekeeping is a manifestation of the world's capacity to work together. For both troop-contributing countries and the land that they serve, the United Nations peace operations reinforce the ideal of international solidarity in face of military confrontation. Peacekeeping operations have proved their practical importance. They can monitor compliance with the term of a ceasefire. They can give protagonists the times and encouragement to pursue lasting peace. They can provide humanitarian relief. And in the context of new form of conflict, they can help to reconstruct entire societies. Through the United Nations, the world has pledged itself to the ideal of development, to advance the prosperity of states and the welfare of their peoples. Working through the United Nations, the world's peoples have framed a vision of global development. They have forged a consensus about the rights that belong to all humanity. Through the United Nations, strategies have been devised to realize this vision. An understanding of the common interest between North and South has grown. The advancement of women as the key to nearly every issue of development is becoming understood. Ways to approach the complex new problems of the planet are being found. Five decades are a brief moment in history. Yet, since 1945, a new reality of global cooperation has taken shape. based on the charter that was framed here in San Francisco. Today, the world is accepting the ideals of democracy. Democratization can balance the individual's need for identity with the requirement of the international system. Democracy can help to prevent conflict. Democracy is vital for development. Democracy has become a UN priority. We are the custodians of the dream of global cooperation. We will not let it perish. As long as people seek national identities, as long as people seek protection from aggression, as long as people yearn for a better world for their children, the United Nations will endure and it will succeed. Thank you.